Right, so if you just want to name those things.
My name's Lisa Jacobs. My major was graphic design. And I stopped taking classes, well, from 1990 to 1992. Today's date is September 28th, 2014, and the location is the Oakland campus.
All right. So what were some of your earliest memories or first memories being at CCA?
Well, I went to school at the old DeHaro building before they got the newer building, the current building. And I don't have a whole lot of memories, but I think the most exciting thing was that entry area where they'd have all the different critiques of the different majors. And so, you know, on any given day, you could kind of sit, you know, stand on the sidelines and kind of hear other critiques. And then staying late in the working on projects, I would roam into the other classrooms and see the industrial design projects and the architect. Well, I think I was most intrigued with industrial design things. So, and then all the eclectic little collectibles that everybody had on their desks. It just, all the incredible creative energy was just overflowing, and it just made you so excited to be going to school. So,
right. Yeah. Are there any favorite stories or stories that really stick out that you remember about your time?
Actually, one is it was a heart-wrenching experience, but it was also, I think it kind of spoke to the high excellence that the teachers were looking for in terms of your work. It was one of Lucille Tanasis's class, and she, I can't remember, level like 3 for graphic design, and she was hard on our class. We really weren't rising to her, you know, her expectations, and she just kind of railed on us, you know, with one project. And I just remember afterwards, it was kind of almost, it pushed me to the brink of, you know, what I could handle. But I could have also, I think I also saw that maybe I didn't have it in me to do that the kind of work that she was expecting, and actually, it ultimately, I didn't really like working on the computer that much, so it pushed me back into my own fine arts, and I didn't really practice the graphic design as much. But it's just the really high level of you know, knowledge and expectation, which is wonderful that you know, the school is you know, fostering in students. And I guess I do have one other recollection of a class with Michael Mannering, and he I thought he was particularly good as a teacher because he kind of, he, you could see his humanity in combination with his desire for, you know, excellence. But he I did a simple project where I just took all my little doodles, my little thumbnail sketches, and blew those up for the major, the project. And he said, I've always wanted to do that myself for a project, you know, professionally, but he never had the right project to do that. But he said, you just, this was perfect for, you know, perfect results, or so it was kind of cool that he kind of I don't know, he just had a really warm way about him.
Besides those two faculty members, was there anybody, faculty or students or staff, that were particularly impactful for you during your time here?
Well, there again, I'm thinking of, let's see, Leslie Becker. She was the head of the graphic design department, I think, at the time I was there. And I took a graphic design 2 class from her. And there again, it was, they pushed you, they kept adding more and more, you know, projects that you had to complete, and you couldn't figure out how you were going to do it, but you did. So, it's just, I think they were wonderful experiences going into the DeYoung Museum and the Academy of Science and making combination logos for, or whole packages of, you know, letterhead and logos and promotional materials for these institutions. So it was kind of like being able to work on a practical project that, you know, you could, they could have used our logos in the, you know, in those institutions. So, yeah, I thought they, CCA did a really good job of, like, training you, but then kind of preparing you for the work mm-hmm. world. And, yeah.
And how do you feel like your time here impacted you after leaving?
I would say, well, even though I didn't particularly like working with the computer, mm-hmm. I was a fine art major before I came here to study graphic design, and then it was in one of the graphic design classes where we had to make some posters, and I experimented with the pastel medium, and I did well with it, and so it... And I, even in talking with Leslie Becker, she said, well, why don't you combine your love for fine art with the graphics? And I could see how you could do that. I probably could have continued if I had had the wherewithal, but my time at CCA pushed me back into the fine art, and I really flourished in moving through different mediums and selling my work on my own. So it was like a recommitment to being an artist through my time at CCA.
Okay. So with all of that in mind, what guidance or advice would you give to incoming students?
I would say, let's see, what would my advice be? I would say, if you love making things and you like working with your hands and you like thinking visually or creatively, like, don't be afraid. If things are tough, don't walk away from it, or don't abandon it. Like, figure out a way to keep going, and find some avenue. Maybe it's not. Maybe whatever classes you're taking are not really the perfect fit, but there's something in the whole milieu of the, you know, the design school and the fine art school. There's something for you to excel, you know, in. So,
yeah. All right. Are there any other things that you wanted to share, or anything about how you want people to remember you?
That I just love. Well, I really love the old name, CCAC. Okay. I love the arts and I love the crafts, and I think that it's just a wonderful, rich history, and I'm really happy to be a part of this family of people.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.